Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. A serious four-vehicle crash in St. Clair County has left one woman in critical condition. The collision happened shortly before 8 p.m. Thursday at the intersection of Marine City Highway and McKinley Road in China Township. Investigators say a northbound Dodge Journey entered the intersection and collided with the Jeep Cherokee. The impact triggered a chain reaction involving two additional vehicles, an Ford F-150 and a Hyundai Elantra. All four drivers were transported to area hospitals for treatment. Authorities say the 46-year-old driver of the Dodge Journey, a Clay Township resident, remains in critical condition. The St. Clair County Accident Investigation Team has taken over the investigation as officials continue to determine the circumstances surrounding the crash. And in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill sentenced Thomas Roy Marks in a case involving firearm and intoxication charges. Marks had previously pled no contest to possession of a loaded firearm in a vehicle, operating while intoxicated, and possession of a weapon while intoxicated. The court heard Marks, age 47, has no prior felonies but six misdemeanors with significant gaps in his criminal history. It was noted he had prescriptions for medications found in his system, but lab results indicate an excessive amount of Xanax. Marks was cooperative with law enforcement after being stopped, though he refused a voluntary blood draw. For the loaded firearm charge, Marks received a 12-month delayed sentence probation. Conditions include no alcohol or controlled substances unless prescribed, mandatory substance abuse assessment, and prohibition on possessing any weapons. He is also subject to announced home or unannounced home searches under the Nighthawk program. Regarding the operating while intoxicated charges, Marks was sentenced to 30 days in county jail for each count with credit for 2 days served. This jail time will be held in abeyance contingent on his successful completion of probation. Financial penalties were imposed while attorney fees were waived. Marks was informed of his right to appeal. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. At Courtney Manor, we believe that long-term care and short-term rehabilitative services should feel like home. Our community offers modern amenities like a gym, a cafe, a beautiful courtyard, and even a salon to keep you feeling your best. But it's more than just our amenities. It's about the people. We treat you like family, and we're here to make you feel comfortable, supported, and cared for every step of the way. Whether you're here for rehabilitation or long-term care, Courtney Manor is the place where you can feel truly at home. You deserve a community that values you, and at Courtney Manor, that's exactly what we do. We're not just another nursing home. We're your home, your family, and your future. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, in Huron County Circuit Court, Thomas Anthony Lemke entered a no-contest plea to aggravated stalking, habitual offender third offense. The plea agreement stipulates that the prosecution will not request a sentence exceeding 1 year with a guideline range of 12 to 36 months. Lemke acknowledged this is his third felony conviction, following previous convictions for uttering and publishing and larceny in a building. He is currently on parole, and any new sentence could be served consecutively. Sentencing is scheduled for August 10th, 2026 at 9 a.m. with a pre-sentence investigation ordered. Bond was canceled due to a parole detainer. Count two of the charges will be dismissed at the time of sentencing. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your weather and obituaries. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors.